On my second visit to the Facing Foster Care in Alaska Summit, I observed teens and young adults who are currently or formerly in foster care. During one of the group activities I was invited to, participants shared their stories in small groups and then could present them to a larger group of their peers. You will hear 5 small clips from different young women who give insight to their experiences in foster care.
With every change, there was something new about me. I thought being with one family was better than being with another. Then one placement was crazier than the rest, showing how everything could change in the blink of an eye, showing one family I do care, and then showing others that I was not okay around them, knowing that this family likes me and another dislikes me, knowing that I might not be here tomorrow, and knowing that I might leave today.
Our adoptive family welcomed us, encouraged us until they started breaking apart. Jail, divorce, pregnancy, and drugs tore the family apart. Here I am wondering what I did wrong to deserve all this. I thought this was supposed to be forever, and now I have to look at others for support, which is hard because people always say that family comes first. Where was my family when I needed the help?
Being abused and striving to keep going on at home was brutal. But the day OCS came and took me and my sisters away, felt like I had absolutely no control in life. My sisters became the only slight piece of hope that I had left, the only thing that kept me going. We got treated different compared to the other bio kids. I got labeled at school, and then eventually got split apart from my sisters. Soon after that, my biological mom ended up in the hospital for attempting to commit suicide, and that was my breaking point.
And then when I was 14, I got taken away because she was buying kids alcohol, like my friends and I. And then also, like, the food neglection again, because she would sell her food stamps and stuff to, like, you know, get marijuana and stuff like that. And so, like, we weren't really eating and stuff. My foster mom, though, like, Chantal, like, she's really cool. Got off and on with her, and, yeah, she's awesome. I don't know how to really explain her. She's just awesome, and she knows how to lay down the law like my mom never did, you know? So, yeah. And I'm glad I went to foster care.
Due to my parents' substance abuse, a little over a year after I moved out, 3 of my siblings and I were put into state custody. My grandparents became my foster parents, and my younger siblings moved in with us. My new home became a place of confusion and pain. Not in the physical sense of the word, but the pain of wondering why my safe haven now seemed like the last-ditch effort of parents who didn't care. After 3 years of being in foster care and multiple failed attempts at reunification, my siblings and I were adopted. My world shifted. My name changed. My perception changed. I was no longer a youth in foster care. I didn't have to jump through all the different hoops that surrounded foster care. I got the chance to be a normal kid. For once in my life, with parents who love me, and finally a home that I can call my own. And I wouldn't give that up for anything.
The next story you'll hear is from a young woman who also went through many trials and tribulations before she found stability.
I've been in and out of foster care since birth. Thankfully, I live with my brother for the beginning. We moved through foster homes, some of which my brother and I were abused. We ended up living at my grandmother's as a guardianship. We were used as leverage, so my mom would do as she was told. But when she didn't, we lost out on visits with our mom and even more. We didn't even get to see our newborn baby sister on Thanksgiving a few days after her birth. After my mom got married, my GAL said that it would be safe to go home. If they had done their background checks on my stepfather, as I thought they did, they would have found out that he was not the man that he said he was, that he was not safe, that he was dangerous. My brother and I lived with my mom, my stepdad, for 8 years. During this time, we had another baby sister born and die. That too was blamed on me. My brother ran away and never came back at the age of 15. During the 8 years that I was living with my stepdad and my mom, I experienced severe abuse in all forms that you can imagine. I was told things that should not be told to 12-year-olds, and I was in therapy this whole time, but the therapist never knew. My mom's love for her husband was blinding. That's why she didn't see when she walked in. It also was deafening. That's why she couldn't hear when I told her. I was able to drink and do drugs as long as it was considered a family activity. All the while, I'm still with therapists, and they never saw. Once puberty hit and I was restricted from food and had to exercise, I wasn't allowed to gain too much weight. I had to stay at a certain physique. My mom didn't know, but by the time I was 16, I had already had 4 abortions, and that's why my stepdad continuously egged me to stay on birth control. I ran away 2 months before my 17th birthday. While I was on the run, I did every drug you can imagine. My goal in this was trying to OD. I couldn't see any way possible out of the situation without having to go back. But the police caught me, and I was put in treatment. While I was there, for almost 2 years, I was diagnosed with PTSD, Stockholm Syndrome, anorexia, RAD, and severe depression. I was told that I was pathetic, that I wouldn't get to go anywhere in my life. My therapist had told me that I was a sick patient, making me feel like I wasn't even anything more than her file. I was told that I would never recover, that I wouldn't make it 1 month out of treatment without dying. I was accused of knowing things that I didn't know anything of. I was told that I was a liar and that no one would ever believe me. I was locked in a room with nothing in it whenever I had uncontrollable emotions for days. I was bribed into taking their medications because if I didn't, I would be back in the room. I've been through 6 treatment centers, and including API, 3 days after I turned 18. My family has been split up for 2 years. My little sister has been away from our mom for over 2 years. She stayed with my grandparents, but they kicked her out for being too much. My current social worker is incredibly supportive. She went to every day that I testified against my stepdad. I struggled to maintain a relationship with my little sister at her new foster home, but my social worker is supportive of that as well. I am working towards adoption in my foster home, although it still causes a hole to be questioned, if only it was my real mom. But since my foster mom actually wants me, I want to have a family. She knows that I have struggles, that it will take time. She knows that what she's getting into is going to be difficult. However, she has dived right in. I waited 18 years for this, and now I get to enjoy it for a lifetime.
To learn more about Facing Foster Care in Alaska, visit their website, alaskacasa.org, with CASA spelled CASA. Or to learn more about foster care in general, visit Alaska's Office of Children's Services. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Tiana Johnson.